Well, good afternoon. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. I am Brad to the Bone, right here on Brad's Vinyl. An eclectic collection of my vinyl LPs from the 80s and 70s. Burning them to digital for y'all to enjoy out there. A combination of punk, classic rock, rockabilly, classical music even, mood music, electronic music. Today I've got one of my fans in here, Val. How you doing, Val?
Doing great, Brad.
And she's here to talk about one of her favorite bands of all time, Fleetwood Mac, that we'll be featuring today on Brad's Vinyl. And, oh, tell us, so your first experience with Fleetwood Mac, when did you first hear them? What did you think? Well, tell us about that experience a little bit.
In 1974, first time I heard the band, and I fell in love with them. I would play the album all day long, and I'd put the speakers out to my window, and people would come and play football, and we would listen to Fleetwood Mac in my front yard.
Oh, wow. Wow. And which album was that?
That was Rumors.
Rumors, yep, Rumors, one of their best-selling albums of all times back in 1974. Sold over 400 million copies, I think. I don't know. It was huge, huh?
It was huge. Everybody loved it. That was my favorite album ever.
Yeah, they had mainstream songs on there, such as what were some of the mainstream songs?
You Make Love and Fun, Don't Stop, Go Your Own Way.
Yeah, Go Your Own Way. I remember that played on the air all the time. Outstanding.
I played it constantly. I burned up. Everybody would get sick of me just playing that one over and over and over.
Yeah, well, with that, we're actually getting into a more obscure album that didn't get quite as much play, called Tusk. So today on Brad's Vinyl, we'll be featuring album one only of a two-album feature called Tusk by Fleetwood Mac. Tusk actually was considered by some of the critiques as a, quote, failure, because it only sold 100 million, I think. Gee, what a shame. And that was due to them actually pre-releasing the entire album and playing it so people could record it on tape back in the day. So, but Tusk it is, and let's get into side A now on Brad's Vinyl of Fleetwood Mac, Tusk.
Could you ever need me? minute, baby. Stay with me a while. Said you'd give me life, but you never told me about the fire. Love.
Sarah. All right. Brad to the bone here. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. That was side A of a double LP, Tusk, by Fleetwood Mac. The 12th album in this group's career. Released in 1979. It was considered experimental, actually, and had some influence of punk rock, new wave, and that's evidence in some of those tracks. We started out with Over and Over, followed by The Ledge having the punky, fast beat. Then moving into Think About Me and Save Me a Place, and followed by Sarah. So that album sold only 4 million copies. Darn, what a shame. So it was not considered a highly successful LP, but hey, I'd be happy to sell 4 million albums. Not as many as Rumors, huh, Val?
Oh, yeah, Rumors was a hit.
Yeah, Rumors back in the day just sold and sold and sold, so. Yep, Tusk, the 12th album, Fleetwood Mac, and that featured Mick Fleetwood, Lindsey Buckingham, Fleetwood on drums and percussion, John McVie bass guitar, Christy McVie keyboards and vocals, Lindsey Buckingham's guitars, of course, and also tambourine and more vocals with Stevie Nicks. So Stevie Nicks. All right, let's move into side B of Fleetwood Mac's Tusk right here on Brad's Vinyl.
You think I'm the one who'll be there when you're calling?
Tries to cry.
Brad to the Bone here. You listen to Brad's Vinyl. That was side B of the first LP from Fleetwood Mac. And I'm here with one of my fans, Val. Say hi, Val.
Hey!
She's still here listening and enjoying. Have you enjoyed the show?
Oh, I sure have. It's great.
All right. Yeah, that was side B of the first LP on the double LP, Fleetwood Mac's Tusk, starting out with What Makes You Think You're the One, followed by, I would have to say, my all-time favorite ever, Storms by Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, that's right, Storms. And then moving into That's All for Everyone, nice acoustic piece there. And then Not That Funny, a Buckingham song, similar in style to The Ledge, a kind of a punky, bouncy beat. Not That Funny, pop, punky, punchy. And then finishing up with Sisters of the Moon by Stevie Nicks. Sisters of the Moon, the 4 minute and 42 second length. Sisters of the Moon having a reputation for an extended version when heard live. That's right. They used to do that live. When they do that live, it would go over 8 minutes long. Sisters of the Moon. So, 1979 Fleetwood Mac Tusk. Hope you enjoyed our show. Thanks, Val, for coming in.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. It's great.
Glad you did. And I'm Brad of the Bone out. And check out our show on podcast on RadioForAll.net. And thanks for listening.